Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock on the nose. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, we're all back. I was looking in the hallway to see if there any skid marks from Ryan's jump yesterday. Looks like we didn't damage anything. Although there were more people watching on Instagram yesterday. I was showing my son that, and he's like, that's funny, you should do that every day. Are you up on that for every day, Ryan? No?
It's a little much.
A little much? give us a spread, our daily jump. Let me see. We got Journey on the 30 coming up this morning. I was asking you guys before we came on the air, what's the laziest thing you've ever done?
Still working on that one.
Thinking about it? The reason I mention this is, we started working out again, going to Planet Fitness out in Waterford. So going out there, and I realized I did something that is so counterintuitive to exercising. I drove around the parking lot for 5 minutes trying to find a place close to the gym. Aren't you going to the gym? So you don't want to. I'm not the only one. I guarantee you, when you look at any gym, there's people drive around the parking lot that we do. So what's the point? So I'm lazy enough to where I don't want to walk an extra 20 feet, but I'm cool going to the gym to exercise. See what I'm saying? I'm like, that's the laziest thing I've ever done. And I'm going to go today, and I'm sure I'll do it again.
That's so bad.
It is. Yeah, it's tragic. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it was the laziest thing I've ever done.
See, I'm one of those people that will park far, far, far away just to get the extra steps in.
Oh, whatever.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What's in our first break box? You need extra steps?
It's a pair of Cabana Suites to join us at the final WCSX Classic Rock Saturday game, Jimmy John's Field in Utica this Saturday to see the Teddy Petty, the Tom Petty tribute band.
Pretty good.
As the West Side Woolly Mammoths take on the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers. It's going to be a good time. The Cabana Suite's fun because it's got like a little fire pit and everything in it. And the best part is there's a bar right there and you don't even have to get up out of your seat because you can just yell to the bartender to make you a drink.
Yeah. Which Aaron did. We had like, she was rappelling off the side of it. We brought like the rig. Can I get another one of those? A Drambuie milkshake, please. And by the way, tonight is the first night they're going to test out. This has become national news. 2 hour, 30 minutes for the game. A baseball game with a set time limit. Some of the purists are kind of upset about this. Some of the people with kids are like, yay.
Well, I
got to keep it moving.
I get it. If you got little ones, after about 30 minutes, they're over it.
Yeah, they're done. Although Utica, and we're not just saying it's because we're going to be out there. The folks at Jimmy John's Field, there was a reason they were up for like a minor league ballpark of the year. There's always something going on. There's the small field for the kids. There's things that are going on. It's not just banging music the whole time. It has a very cool vibe when you're out there. You'll see it Saturday night when you're out there with us. And you're singing the national anthem?
I am singing the national anthem on Saturday.
Have you been practicing in the car again?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I do every morning on my 30-minute drive-in.
You could sing it on with extra walks when you come back in the
parking lot. Sure. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX, caller number 31. Are you just going to sit here and mock me all morning?
No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that. What's coming up in sports, Aaron?
Well. I'm done. An overtime nail biter at FIFA and the Tigers continue their slide.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Hey, congrats, Jim and Wes Bloomfield. He's going to join us in the Cabana Suite Saturday, Classic Rock Saturdays, out at Jimmy John's Field. Right now, 6-11, 62 degrees. Here's Aaron V with sports.
TJ Cronin had a three-run bomb in the seventh inning. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Tigers 4-2 yesterday to complete the sweep. Detroit has now lost four straight, 18 of their last 22. They're going to rest today, then tomorrow start a series in Houston against the Stros. Former Michigan State and Detroit Lions coach Daryl Rogers died yesterday at the age of 83.
Oh, I didn't know this.
He coached the Spartans for four seasons while winning a share of the Big Ten title in 78. He spent 3+ years with the Lions before he got canned in the 1988 season. Very sad.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Damn. Yeah. Red Wings have signed Anthony Mantha to a 2-year, $6.6 million deal. The 23-year-old has 43 goals and 87 points in 150
games. He's my favorite player. Love this kid. I mean, if he hadn't broken his leg a couple of years ago, you wonder where he'd be at now. Remember when he broke it, like, was it in Traverse City? Like, he broke his femur or something a couple of years ago? Yeah, he's a big kid. He's a big, cute kid. Yummers.
Wimbledon yesterday, American John Isner rolls on. Roger Federer, however, does not. He was ousted by South African Kevin Anderson. Djokovic, Rafael Nadal also advanced today. Serena Williams will be on center court for her semifinals match along with Angelique Kerber. And an overtime nail biter yesterday in FIFA. And I have to say this is probably one of the best matches I have ever watched.
It was fun to watch.
It was exciting, but England lost to Croatia 2-1 in overtime. So France and Croatia, that'll be the final game on Sunday.
10 a.m. Thanks to Mick Jagger for the curse again.
You told me about that.
Mick went to the game yesterday. He even tweeted out he was at the game and they lost. The last time that he went to an England or a world was the guest of somebody at a World Cup game. He was a guest of President Bill Clinton when the U.S. lost to Ghana.
At what point do you just ban him from your events?
Yeah, I mean, like, what has Mick Jagger done anyway?
You know what I mean, though? Like, where you just politely ask.
Jinx, yeah. Take Bartman with you. He's better. CSX, Big Jim's House, 618. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, coming up 6:30. A Journey on the 30s. Once again, your chance to win tickets for tomorrow night's show with
Def Leppard and the Pretenders at Comerica. And you'll be in the grand prize drawing to win dinner for two at the Elwood and free parking at the Elwood.
More than just free parking if this guy in Kansas, right, gets what he wants. It's not really free parking, you're paying for it. Now, we put stuff up on the website that we put not safe for work, right? That's if you don't know what NSFW mean, that's what it means. This one has very NSFW.
I was dying yesterday in the office.
You sent it to us, and normally I'll watch them, and I was, where were we yesterday? I was waiting on something, and you start just laughing your ass off, because you start to realize this is real. Now, this is at a council meeting somewhere in Kansas. In Kansas, the heartland of America. And this guy comes in. Now, we had to edit the hell out of this thing just to air it. But this guy comes in with a proposition.
So I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to give massages if the masseur and the client both agree to it. We let someone get naked and have every other part of their body touched and rubbed by a massage therapist. So if someone wants to...
Here it comes.
They let them. This is about a group of people imposing their morality on the rest of society. If a grown adult wants another grown adult, and another grown adult is willing to give one for money, then let them. That's both freedom and capitalism, and that's the foundation of our country.
Amen.
That would truly be a happy ending for everyone.
Now we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. You've been warned, and that's not even half of it. He gets very descriptive about overweight men and what they're going to do for them, right?
Yes, yeah. But the best part is watching the faces of the people sitting behind him while he's giving his...
very detailed explanation of what they want to do at these massage parlors and when they're masseuse in Kansas. There's no place like home. Again, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
body.
Yeah. I love this guy, man. He's the best.
So I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to give massages.
No. No, man. No. All right. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
body.
Yeah. And again, very not safe for work. Yeah. Mm.
But it's funny.
It is. I will never get a massage now. CSX, Big Jim's House, 638, 63 degrees, Clapton there. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan in the studio, our millennial who was kidnapped yesterday.
Yes.
You okay? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I made it home.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can relate to this story. So you told us that you were just going out with your buddies last night, right?
Yeah, just going to get a bite to eat.
Right. That's what we all send notes to each other in the afternoon. Ryan said, you know, Heidi's going one way and you're going out with your buddies to go get dinner.
Yeah, she went out with her friends, so I was like, yeah, we'll go out to dinner with my buddies. A couple of them came over, picked me up, and we're talking about where we're going, and all of a sudden, I'm driving there, and Heidi asks where I'm going, so I text her the name of it, and she starts sending me pictures back of the place going, I'm pretty sure they're taking you to a strip club.
We're talking high end, though, right? I mean, this is a classy joint they're taking.
Yeah, super classy. So I'm like, no, they're not doing that. They would tell me. They know it's a work day. I can't be out late. They would tell me. It's not that. But we get in there, and it's just girls that barely have any clothes on, but it is a bar.
But it's also a nautical theme as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nautical theme strip club in the middle of nowhere.
With no, no lake.
With no lake.
Yeah.
They had a pond, though,
they had
right?
a pond with one guy fishing kind of. Off of it, off of a dock.
Have you ever been friend-napped before? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. So you got friend-napped. Here's my question. Did they think you wouldn't go, or they just wanted to see your reaction when you got there?
I think it was just more about the reaction, because I wouldn't care. I mean, I wouldn't go to a strip club during the week for sure, just because, yeah, can't do that.
Try again.
But I don't know. I think they just thought it was funny because I showed up and I'm like, oh, okay. So this isn't, it says it's got food and stuff. So walk in and then I'm like, oh, all right. Now I get it.
So you spent the night at a nautical themed strip club with a pond in the back.
Yeah. With one lonely fisherman.
Can he buy you a beer? Do you have change for a five? Me hearties. Is it a peg leg joke there? I'm not doing it.
Don't.
No. You've been friend napped?
No, I'm too much of a control freak for that to happen. I have to know where we're going, what time we have to be there, what time we're leaving, what I need to wear.
I have friend napped once, first bar on the right. We had that was the game. You got in the car and he goes, first bar on the right. I'm like, I'll play your game. What is this? And we had to stop at the first bar that we saw on the right and go in and have just a beer. Oh, and then geez. It didn't matter where it was. Wow, did we wind up in some sketchy places.
Yeah, but the game dangerous.
And there's guys going like, we can't go in there. I'm like, first bar on the right. And we went in and did that. So was this the sketchiest place you've ever been?
No, it wasn't that sketchy. It wasn't like a horrible, horrible place.
Right.
But it was just kind of blown away by where we went. I'm like, yeah, I was just trying to get some food. And being on the diet, I got to eat healthy. So good luck trying to find something healthy between the jalapeno poppers and.
You're not getting any seafood at this nautical strip club?
No. I should have known it was a bad place when I put on a button down and my buddy's like, whoa, dude, you got to dress way down. I'm like, where we're going, I thought you got to dress a little nicer. I've been to some of those places before. Nope.
Do me a favor. Next time you go there, ask him if they have crabs.
This establishment, there's not crabs, there's lobsters.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 653. I gotta get this out of my system. It's been bugging me for 25 minutes now.
What?
I am so mad at Fox 2 right now, I can't even see straight. How dare they put up a headline like they did this morning and I couldn't see the rest of the story. Homeless man with no arm stabs tourist. Come on! It's driving me nuts. There's got to be more to this story. And it makes it even better. Of course it's a Florida story. Homeless man with no arm stabs tourist. Is that not the most Florida thing you've heard in a while?
I think so.
Now, as a guy, I want to ask you, this is more of a gender thing. If as a guy, and I think producer Ryan will agree with this one, it started picking up socks. We try to pick things up with our toes all the time. I do it around the house constantly. If there's a piece of trash, if there's something on the floor, if I got a sock, underwear, whatever it is, I will try to pick it up with my toes. See, you're scrunching. You don't, guys, you know what I'm talking about. 248-398-WCSX. We do. We try to pick stuff up with our toes. Absolutely. Ryan, am I right on this one? Absolutely.
So what are you suggesting? That this man with no arms stabbed somebody with his toes?
He did. I'm telling you,
I just Googled it.
Held scissors with his feet. So he took scissors with his feet, which is awesome because I would love to be able to cut things with my feet. Edward Scissors Toes would have been a much better movie. I'm telling you right now. So this is a real headline in Florida. Homeless man with no arms stabs tourist. Scissors with his feet and he stabbed the tourist.
According to the arrest report, he was lying down when the person approached him and punched him in the head. So police say this person stabbed the tourist twice and fled.
Got away. On feet. Can I ask a question? How do you handcuff him? Do you handcuff the feet? Seriously. Do you?
Ankle tether?
We got to get some scissors and try this, man. Oh, yeah. That's it. What a weird morning, man. CSX. CSX. Sax, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 704, 63 degrees. Don't forget, Journey on the 30s, 7:30 this morning. Actually, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 every day this week. Tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders tomorrow.
It's going to be a big show.
Comerica Park, yeah, going to be a big time there. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Motor City. And during the summer, there's always a lot of festivals, right? There's always, no matter where you drive, if you're east side, west side, downriver, whatever, you always see festivals. And they've always got that slide, the bumpy slide that you sit on.
Where you get in the, what are they, potato sacks?
Yeah, you sit on a little piece of burlap and down you go. So when you're on live TV and you go down, it always works exactly according to plan, right?
Well, that's what you would think.
Right. Coming up next, local reporter. I think he was at the Sam Jam or whatever it was.
Uncle Sam Jam.
Yeah, and well, he decided to do a live shot going down a slide. We have the audio for you next. This will put a smile on your face. It's Big Jim's House, CSX, morning. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 7:08. Let me see, 64 degrees right now. Going to be another nice day in the Motor City. Maybe go out and go play in a slide like we used to when we were kids. I was wondering about this, though. Like, you know, we're going to play the clip for you in a second. Nick Monticelli from Channel 4, was it that Uncle Sam Jam?
Downriver.
The big slide that you go down, the bumpy one. You see it in all the carnivals and fairs and stuff like that. As adults, how many people get injured on those things?
I would say a lot, because when you're little, you're lighter and you don't go as fast. And
yeah, an object in motion wants to stay in motion,
yes,
kind of thing. Yeah. So 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I just wonder if anyone's actually, you would think about it. I wouldn't go down one now. I'd never stop.
I lost half my swimsuit on a water slide.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got one of those big ones that just drops and you go super, super fast through the water and half the bottoms were coming off.
Hello.
I was like, oh, this is bad.
I wonder, you know, especially you think about going to water parks too. Like you said, you go to Michigan Adventure, you go over to Cedar Point, you got to get all your water slides around here in Detroit as well. 248-398-9279. We mentioned all this again. Nick Monticelli, Channel 4. Aaron Till had the giggles about this morning. Kept swinging the monitor around going, Jim, you got to watch this. Jim, you got to watch this. So I finally watched it, and you're absolutely right. This is live on TV. He's at the top of the slide with three other people. He's on the right-hand side. He's trying to do a live shot. He's holding onto the microphone, and he's getting ready to go down the slide. Now listen, because when he gets to the bottom, you're going to hear a metallic clank. That's him hitting the going past the where you stop.
It was his head.
It was it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, oh, I almost fell down. That would have been bad.
That would have been great.
I could have fell on live TV. That would have been okay. Put the feet inside. Okay, you guys ready? Are we ready?
You're racing?
Well, you can race. I'll probably lose, though. Although my weight might actually help with the gravity. We ready?
Here
it comes. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go! Oh. Woo, it's a little slippery this morning. Whoa, I'm getting some air.
There it is. Oh,
that, that was more painful than I expected.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You heard the clang.
That's his head when he hit the rail. Oh, no. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Text us. Of course, the keyword for that is...
slide.
Oh, that really, you can really hear that.
It was like a clang.
Apparently he's okay. So yeah, Nick Monticelli over Channel 4 was doing that and just went flying down the slide. And you see in the video again, 248-398-9279, keyword.
Slide.
He hits that thing. And he catches air the last two bumps?
The two bumps. He's off of the slide.
Dude, he's flying. Yeah. So we want to hear from you, like, you know, whether it's a water slide or one of these slides like Nick Monticelli, Channel 4. Ever get any interest in this run or strange things happen? You were telling us on a water slide what happened.
I lost half my swimsuit.
There it is.
So now when we go to water parks, it's a one piece for me.
Same thing for me. Yeah, I'm with
no
you.
No mankini?
No, man, you wouldn't want that. There's actually a petition in Waterford. I can't do that anymore at the wave pool. I'm not allowed. Let's run Nick one more time. Now that you've heard the whole story here, listen again and listen for the clank, which is his head when he hits this thing.
Okay. Oh, I almost fell down. That would have been bad.
That would have been great.
I could have fell on live TV. That would have been okay. Put the feet inside. Okay. You guys ready? Are we ready?
You're racing?
Well, you can race. I'll probably lose, though. Although my weight might actually help with the gravity. We ready?
No, it's not.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go! Oh. Woo, it's a little slippery this morning. Whoa, I'm getting some air.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 7:24. Don't forget, coming up in about, what, five and a half minutes, we will have tickets for you to go see.
6 minutes.
Okay, math woman. She's been doing this all week.
6 minutes for your shot at Journey, Def Leppard, and Pretenders tickets for Comerica Park tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, man. So you just got to listen for a Journey song, Journey on the 30. We'll do that. Right now, we're talking about going down slides as a kid or an adult, whether you got injured or something crazy happened to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Why are we talking about this? Because Nick Monticello over at Channel 4 was over the Uncle Sam Jam,
and they have one of them giant bumpy slides that you get in the potato sacks and go down, and it's got the bumps.
Well, he caught some air as a full-size adult. Now listen closely to the clip, because you will hear him actually hit. He goes past the stopping point and hits the rail in the back.
Woo! It's a little slippery this morning. Whoa! I'm getting some air.
That was his head.
That was more painful than I expected.
Oh, man. So 248-398-WCSX. We want to hear from you, your stories about going down slides. We had somebody send us something on Facebook, Aaron.
Yeah, Corinne got in touch, says, in 1986, Four Bears Water Park had a steep slide that went into a lake. I was about 6 years old. I went down and smacked the back of my head on the bottom of the slide so hard the park went quiet. I had a softball goose egg in the back of my head. A few weeks later, we went back and they were giving out helmets. I'd like to think it's all because of me.
Congratulations. Your concussion changed people's lives, Corinne. 248-398-WCSX. Dale, go ahead, man.
I got a story about a water slide. It was back years ago. We lived in Kentucky. My daughter was quite young. We went down the slide. The slides then were made, it was made out of concrete, and they had a pad that you rode on. Well, that pad came out from under us. So I was trying to hold my daughter up so that she wouldn't get hurt. I wound up on my back, and by the time I got to the bottom of the slide, I was a bloody mess because my back was all, the hide was just rubbed off. I've never been on a slide since then.
Man. 248-398-WCSX. You can also text us. If you want to see the video of Nick in Channel 4, we'll send it to you. The keyword is
slide.
All the skin torn off. Ways, and who do we have on the phone?
It's Andy.
Hey, Andy, where are you calling from this morning?
From Brighton.
Well, congratulations. You're caller number 30. Yes! You're going to check out Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders tomorrow night at Comerica.
Yes! Awesome. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, man. Now I have to talk like Aunt B. Andy! He was a cool bachelor before any of the other ones, man. All right, Andy, we will see you tomorrow night, brother.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to do Journey on the 30. We're doing this all week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. All you have to do is listen for a song by
Journey.
There you go. Pretty simple. And then Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders tomorrow. I wonder if they'll have a slide at Comerica Park. Maybe they'll have a slide out front so we can go on the slide.
Let's hope not. You know how many injuries would be involved there after the beers get flowing?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't go very well. The reason we're talking about slides this morning, we were talking about the ones we went down as kids. Nick Monticelli over Channel 4 was doing a live shot from the Uncle Sam Jam. Is that Woodhaven? Where's?
Yeah, it's Woodhaven.
Okay. And on one of these big slides. So he goes down, and you caught it first, Aaron. He was airborne. Airborne by the time he gets to the bottom. Now listen closely to the clip, because you will hear this metallic kind of thud.
It's a clang.
And what is that hitting that?
His head.
There you go.
Woo! It's a little slippery this morning. Whoa! I'm getting some air.
Oh, you can hear that.
That was more painful than I expected.
So we're talking about slides, whether it's a kid or an adult. We had one guy call who we talked to, Dale. He was talking about he went down and took all the skin off his back in one of the old concrete ones.
Oh.
Oof, 248-398-9279. By the way, if you want to see the whole video of Nick going down from Channel 4, we'll send it to you. Keyword is
slide.
You mentioned the metal one,
the
though.
The metal ones were dangerous because when you're a kid, you don't think about how they've been sitting in the sun for 6 hours before you decide to ride down them. And if you got on a pair of shorts, I remember like third-degree burns in the back of my legs from those stupid metal slides when I was a kid.
And you still went.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, as kids, we're like, you know, this burns. I'm going. And you wouldn't stop. And I do remember, and I think I'll put a picture up on our Facebook page. There were the metal ones that had that bump in the middle as well. So when you got bigger, you'd catch air. And now you're trying to land on basically something the width of a Hot Wheels track that's on fire. So your butt's burning and you're airborne trying to make sure you land and don't hit the gravel that's off to the side of the thing, right? 248-398-WCSX. Michelle, go ahead.
Grade school, my mother always made me wear a scarf to school because it's so cold, you know. I was going down the slide. My scarf got hooked on the rail at the top. I'm sitting there dangling. If my friend wouldn't unhook me, I would have died right there.
Whoa.
Rope burn all around my neck. Needless to say, I never had to wear a scarf again.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Michelle. 248-398-WCSX. Damn.
Oh.
And you know what? She said she got rid of the scarf, but she didn't say she wouldn't stop going down the slide because we were kids and we're like, I almost hung myself. I'm going. Watch me. CSX Big Jim's House, 752, 63 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning. Quick question for you. What's your car payment? What's the most you ever paid for a car payment? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. We want to hear from you because you pointed this out to us, Aaron.
People are paying like $1,000 a month so that they can have cars with insurance, and then they can like swap them out all the time.
So here's the news report.
Julie Fry says she's been looking for a way to rev up her ride.
You kind of get sick of driving the same car, you know, every day.
So when she learned about a new car leasing program that gives her the ability to change her car every 2 weeks, she put the pedal to the metal.
You know, I have a lot of yard work coming up and I'm going to have to flip into a pickup truck. When my car gets dirty, I can just flip it.
But more convenience does mean more money. Julie's program is $950 a month, which gets her delivery, insurance, maintenance, and a choice of 40 cars.
Okay, so there you go. $950 a month is her monthly car payment. However, she's getting a new car every 2 weeks. They're taking care of everything else. It's got the insurance. But still, you're paying $950 a month for a car.
Unless it's like an Audi.
Well, it could be. You could change it all the time.
Yeah, but that's like, I don't know. If I get bored with something, I just buy new shoes and handbags. I don't.
For the car?
No.
I know that.
I don't just throw out $950.
I can't imagine paying that much a month for a car. Although we were talking about it. I mean, some of the bigger vehicles you got and leases. And if you really want a car or a truck, you're willing to pay that money. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279, our studio number. We won't use your name if you want, but we would love to find out
what the average is.
Has anyone ever gotten close to that with a monthly car payment?
Now, I have a friend who had an Aston Martin.
Okay.
And his,
not your normal car.
But his car payment was like $3,300 a month.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Come on. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a leader in the clubhouse right now.
That's ludicrous, in my opinion.
Okay. So then all of a sudden that $950 doesn't sound so bad. I couldn't. When I was in the Navy, I wanted a car, and I bought like a little sports car. But I was young and really dumb, and I got it for like 13% interest. Yeah. Yeah, I was paying back then, like, this was 90, 91, kind of around there. And I was paying over $400 a month.
Which is a lot at that time when you think about it.
Because, you know, you make so much money in the service, too. So, yeah, I was pretty much, that's why I was eating ramen all the time. Had a great car.
That's what I was going to say, P&J and ramen.
Couldn't drive it anywhere, but it was fun, man. 248-398-WCSX. We're talking about this new plan where you can get a new car every 2 weeks, but it's going to cost you $950 a month. That's a hell of a car payment. Can your friend bring the Aston Martin here to the radio station? By the way. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 804. Don't forget Journey on the 30, 830 this morning. And when you hear a song by Journey, that's all you got to do. And you'll win tickets for Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders. Our Native American with us this morning. She's all wrapped up in a hoodie. I look over. I couldn't see her arms. I'm like, they finally put her in a straitjacket, right?
Let me just explain something to people who are listening that don't understand the magnitude of our heating cooling problems in the studio.
Yana, they do not understand the magnitude of the cold in the studio.
No, it'll go from like 95 degrees 1 minute and then be minus 30 3 minutes later.
I'm a guy. I just don't care. Not that we don't care. We want you to be comfortable in the studio. It's just,
am I wrong, though, about our issues?
No,
in here?
It's hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. It's funny, though, but so what happens is during the course of the show, when I look over, I look up, and then Erin's wrapped up like she is now. Ryan, get your phone, take a picture of this, Erin in her cocoon this morning, and we'll put that up on our Facebook page. And then, like, 20 minutes later, we're all down to shorts and T-shirts.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's a lot of people, you working anywhere, especially with this heat we've had and the humidity and stuff. Imagine if you work in a shop right now. Woo! There ain't enough fans in the world. The guys across the street from us, the men and women work over at Eaton Steel, You got all the doors open now, man. They've been in there humping it.
My husband, too, his plant doesn't have AC on the floor.
So there you go. Yeah. No AC, no workie. That's my motto. So we're talking about car payments this morning. We were just curious. You or somebody you know, what's the most you've ever had as a car payment? Because there's this new plan. We want to hear from you, by the way. 248-398-WCSX. We should run the clip again.
Good idea, bad idea.
Okay, so what do you guys think about this?
Julie Fry says she's been looking for a way to rev up her ride.
You kind of get sick of driving the same car, you know, every day.
So when she learned about a new car leasing program that gives her the ability to change her car every 2 weeks, she put the pedal to the metal.
You know, I have a lot of yard work coming up, and I'm going to have to flip into a pickup truck. When my car gets dirty, I can just flip it.
But more convenience does mean more money. Julie's program is $950 a month, which gets her delivery, insurance, maintenance, and a choice of 40 cars.
Is it a bad idea?
Wait a minute. Did she just say when my car gets dirty, I just go trade it in and get another car?
Every 2 weeks. It's a disposable car, basically. You just take it back to them every 2 weeks and get a new car. Or they bring it to you.
When your car is dirty, you spend the $3 and you go through the car wash.
Not with this, but we're teaching people we're teaching people with this, if it's something you like, 248-398-WCSX. Aren't we teaching them it's a disposable car, right? You don't work on the car. You don't deal with any problems. Someone else takes care of everything for you. So if she's right, if it's dirty, ew, it's dirty. I'm not washing this. I'm going to get rid of it in 3 days. It's crazy, isn't it? But $950 is a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money. Would you do it? If you had the money, would you do it?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one because I like the idea of the no maintenance, no hassle issue. Like if you have a problem, you just get they just give you another car.
Right. But $950 a month. And I wonder about car payments, though, because you know, you hear so much about, like, you know, some of the bigger vehicles that people get. I think my most was $400. And that was back in the 90s. So that was a lot of money back then. I was in the service, too. And I still don't know how I afforded to do that. But I just had to have that car. And like I told you before, 13% interest is what I paid back then.
I cringe every month when my auto pay comes out on my car.
So there you go. Yeah. So you probably wouldn't. $950 a month for a car payment, even if you get a new one.
That's a lot.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. By the way, if you want to see the rest of that story, you want to check it all out, we will send it to you about this whole car swapping thing. Text us, and then, of course, the keyword is...
car.
Car. Makes sense. Brian and Taylor, good morning, buddy.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's going on, Aaron?
And nothing. So what do you think about this car exchange program? Would you pay the money?
So here's what I think about the car exchange program. I pay $650 a month for my truck payment.
Ouch.
And I pay insurance, too, and I pay $200-some a month for insurance. So I'm already paying that, and I'm driving a 2012 truck.
Wow. So this actually, that would work for you then?
So to me, it sounds pretty reasonable.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Brian. 248-398-9279. Got two questions really here. Do you think that's a good idea? A, and then B, what was your highest car payment? That's a lot. You see some big old trucks out there. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I could do that. $950 a month, even if you're getting a new car every 2 weeks, is just a lot of money.
What if it was like a supercar, though?
Why would you do that to me? I'd settled on this. You know I'm the car guy. If you tell me like...
Yeah, I know, that's why I threw that out there.
Why would you do that?
What if it was like...
a McLaren or something like that?
And then like the next week you can have an Audi, and the week after that you can have a Porsche, and the week after that you can have a Vet.
Well, I don't want to say yes or no, but I would say this. My youngest kid is no longer going to college. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 820, coming up in 10 minutes. Journey on the 30, just listen for a song by...
Journey.
See, I cut that off short because I saw you took a bite of apple.
I tried to hurry up and chew it.
That was awesome. In case you missed it yesterday during Battle of the Burbs, all of a sudden Aaron's like talking to the person going, you guys ready to play? let me see. 248-398-WCSX. Again, listen for a song from Journey. Journey on the 30s. Every morning this week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Tickets for the show so tomorrow night.
10 minutes.
10 minutes away. There she is. My little math maven. So we talked about this a while ago. My friend Ron Hetty sent me this. It was from the Clarkston newspaper. This goes back to May 17th. Deputies on patrol stopped to check on a man picking up cans on the side of Mann Road. The man, a 50-year-old Flint resident, said he rode his bike from Flint to Independent Township to see Eddie Money concert at DTE, but was a week early. He said he was homeless and was going to live on the streets until the concert. He smelled strongly of alcohol, had two 25-ounce cans of beers, and was drinking from one as he was picking up cans. He poured out the open beer beside it for open intoxicants. So we were talking about, being early to a show or things like that. You know, if you've ever missed a date or how long have you traveled to go see a concert? Because this guy rode a bicycle from Flint to Pine Knob. It was a week early, just riding around the area. Crazy story, right?
Yeah.
So Ron sends me another thing from the same paper. The headline is Stuck Without a Ride. You want to read that one, Aaron?
A deputy was dispatched to a block of Sashabaugh Road for a reported unwanted subject drinking alcohol by a dumpster. The man, a 51-year-old Flint resident, was found drinking from a 24-ounce can of beer. He had two warrants, but both were advise and release. He said he came from Flint to see a concert and spent all his money there, so now he was stuck and living in the woods. He was released after a courtesy ride closer to home.
It's got
to
be the same guy, right? It's got to be. It's got to be. He was 50 in the first story, 51, so he had a birthday somewhere in the midst, after sometime around the Eddie Money concert. But if this is true, this guy from Flint spent the better part of what, a month?
A month hanging out by DTE.
Just hanging out by Pine Knob, drinking beers. For a month. I know they said he's homeless. I hope somebody, I'm trying to find out more, maybe somebody to help the guy or something, but if he's getting closer to home. But if I read this right, we'll send you, if you want to see what we're talking about, we'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
wrong,
because it was the wrong place at the wrong time for this guy. But if it's true, he spent, like you said, a month on his bicycle, just drinking beers, riding around. Waiting for Eddie Money to come back. I don't know.
That's a long wait.
That is definitely what I'm going to... And he's here like every 6 weeks, so the odds are you're going to see Eddie Money sooner than later. But you got to read these stories. We got them both pasted up for you. Thanks again to Ron for that. 248-398-WCSX. Text us. Keyword.
Wrong.
Wow. 30, who do we have on the phone?
This is Levi.
Levi, where are you calling from today?
Calling from Woodhaven, Michigan.
Right on. Well, you're going to see Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders at Comerica Park.
Fantastic, dude. We'll see you tomorrow night.
My wife is going to be so excited.
Good man. Good man. Listen to you, Levi. Hey, Levi, let me ask you a question. If you get DNA testing done, do you say Levi wants to check his genes?
Yeah, right. I get that all the time, believe me.
That's such a dad joke. I apologize to you. Hold on.
Oh, it's all right, man. I'm a dad, too. I got them all the time.
You're awesome, brother. Hey, thanks for listening. Nice to know you're out there, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you guys so much.
All right, cool. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I appreciate your dad joke.
Thank you, Aaron. It's 8:36. Journey on the 30. We'll do that every morning this week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. The big show tomorrow, of course, Comerica Park, Def Leppard, Journey, and then an opening for them.
The Pretenders.
Seriously, this is like one of the biggest concerts. It's going to be a fantastic day and night. So we will have more of those for you this morning at 9:30. Now, occasionally we run stuff on the show that we have to give you a warning, NSFW, not safe for work. And then this morning we were wrestling. I know producer Ryan was coming in like, is it okay if I just say like very not safe for work with this clip? I think we're okay with that, right? It's on the website, but it has a big warning on it.
It's not something you want to play very loud in your cubicle.
No. Now, we'll text it to you. Be forewarned. 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. The keyword is...
body.
Yeah. This actually happened. This was in Kansas.
It was in Kansas at like a city hall meeting.
Our heartland of America. This guy comes in because he wants to talk. Well, he has a proposal for them.
So I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to give... massages, if the masseur and the client both agree to it. We let someone get naked and have every other part of their body touched and rubbed by a massage therapist. So if someone wants to, they let them. This is about a group of people imposing their morality on the rest of society. If a grown adult wants another grown adult is willing to give one for money, then let them. That's both freedom and capitalism, and that's the foundation of our country. That would truly be a happy ending for everyone.
Now, we had to edit so much out of this, is to air that part of it.
The best is the reaction from people sitting behind this guy when he's standing in front of the city council.
I don't think it's, you and I both thought, well, when you sent it to us, I thought, this can't be real. This is somebody doing this as a joke. But the more you watch it and listen to it, and we took less than half of it. He goes on for a couple minutes. I think it's real. I think he really proposed that.
It was very well thought out and well written.
Well scripted, yeah. You get to see him too, man. But yeah, he's definitely like,
so I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to give massages.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How do you even react to that if you're on the city council, though, and you're listening to this?
Think about the other lady we were talking about this week.
Now, tell me, does that make any sense to you?
No, it doesn't, ma'am. It really doesn't. Again, if you want to see it, be careful. It's X, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Triple Shot Thursday here. And we've been talking about this show all week, The Femmes of Rock. And we found a video of Nina on our, and we're going to put it up on our Instagram. It's there. Just go to Big Jim's House WCSX. You type that in. It'll show right up on Instagram. When we had our conversation with her, we were talking about songs she had figured out earlier. The Femmes of Rock course here Sunday at the Emerald Theater.
Yes, it's a fundraiser to raise money for Turning Point, which is an organization that helps survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault and homelessness. It's an amazing organization. So the Femmes of Rock are coming here to play. We want you to get your tickets so we can help out Turning Point. But we had a chance to talk with Nina. Man.
Talked with Nina, and that's on our housecast as well. And when she was playing, she was talking about early stuff she'd worked on. This video of her, this is Nina playing an electric violin. That's a guitar. Ooh. No, that's an electric guitar. Van Halen eruption there. That's what you're going to see Sunday night. Just an example of it. If you want to go, we will get you a pair of tickets right now. 248-398-WCSX. We'll take caller number
31. Now, if you want info on the concert and how you can buy your tickets, just text the keyword rock to 248-398-9279. Yeah. I'll send it right to your phone. Buy your tickets, though. They're not that expensive, and all the money goes to help people.
All right. Again, for the tickets, call us now. For the information on it as well, we want you to get involved. Text us, 248-398-WCSX, keyword
rock.
Here we go.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
You got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Sex, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron B, producer Ryan, and Journey, Triple Shot there. Good, congratulations to our winner. Tomorrow morning, more Journey on the 30, 630, 730, 830, 930. What you need to listen for is a song from
Journey.
It's pretty simple. And then Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders tomorrow at Comerica Park.
And then somebody's going to get upgraded tomorrow, too.
That's right. Again, thanks to our friends at the Elwood for helping out with this as well, man. We love the Elwood. They're always been a huge partner. I know Dahmer's going to be broadcasting live there tomorrow afternoon before the show as well. Lots going on in the Motor City, so we will have that for you. Busy, busy, busy show on Friday morning. Of course, we'll have the Journey tickets. Another round of Battle of the Burbs. We'll do that. We got Women Who Rock. Who are we featuring tomorrow?
We are featuring a woman from the Richmond area who started an organization called Tote Bags of Love.
Nice. Okay.
She is probably one of the sweetest people I have ever spoken with in my life. Her name is Sharon, and God bless her.
So we'll meet her tomorrow as well. We'll also talk with Jonathan Kane from Journey as they get ready for the big show out of Comerica Park. And then on our housecast today, Steve Porcaro, keyboardist, founding member of Toto.
Oh, I have so many questions.
Toto has become red hot recently because of this compilation. They did this with Weezer.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
That song's actually in the top 100 now.
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away.
So this was a fan lady who on Twitter that kept bugging Weezer to cover Toto's Africa. And they finally acquiesced, said, fine, we'll do it. And they did it, and it's huge. They were on Jimmy Kimmel, and the keyboard player that was with them was Steve. He was in the background, so we're going to talk with him about that. And then over the course of this, since Africa's become such a big song now, we found different versions of it.
I see you go, what's deep inside.
Yeah. There's a metal version of it. And then, of course, if you want that, you got bluegrass.
It's going to take a lot to drag me away.
I love it.
There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. God bless the rains down in Africa.
Wow. Okay, so everybody's into it. Toto is just, like I said, red hot. So we'll talk to Steve in the housecast today. It'll be a lot of fun. Let's get out of here because it's going to be a busy day tomorrow. We got to get ready.
Always look on the
Julene's out at the Oakland County Fair today.
I should have her bring back elephant ears.
You can't. Why are you doing this to yourself?
I don't.
Stop it. She's doing so well on this plan, and she's over here food torturing herself all morning looking at photos and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Because when you think carnivals and fairs, what do you think of?
No teeth.
No. Food, man. Deep fried Oreos, elephant ears, corn dogs.
You know what I think about?
What?
Quinoa and kale salad?
No, you
get
don't.
Focused. Focus, Aaron. Come on. Jolene, live from the fair, coming up next. I want to say hi to George's Family Dining. Great, we're talking about a restaurant. South Wayne Road in Westland. Elizabeth, George, Kim, and Dave, thank you so much for having us on today. Take care of yourself. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to swing by Mickey D's, get one of the new burgers. Oh, the look I just got. Oh, I may not be here tomorrow.